When Joseph graduated from Powell Memorial and he was a valedictorian of his class, we were so very proud of him, very proud of him. And I was honored to, when he asked me to help him with his speech that he gave on graduation day. And one of the things that Joseph and I shared also was that we both like to write, and we both like to read, but we like to write. And so he had asked me if I would help him with his valedictorian speech. And I remember reading it, and I realized at that point my brother had grown up, that what he had to say, and seeing it in black and white, gave me another impression of my brother. It was like, wake up, he's grown up. And from that time on, I looked at him as a different person, as mature beyond his years. And the speech that he gave was phenomenal. And there was very little tweaking on my part that I had to do for this speech. But when he got up there that day, on graduation day, and he gave that speech, I was so proud and honored that I had been asked to help him with this speech.
He was valedictorian for a reason.
Yes, and it was a big reason. It was, he had worked very hard for his marks, but he was also very bright, but he still worked. He didn't slough off. Joseph wasn't a slougher offer. So he worked for what he got, and it certainly showed. And the family, we were all very, very proud of him. But because we had that little special connection that he had asked me to help him with the speech, I was really touched by it. And when Joseph died, Carol had asked me if I would help or write a eulogy for the family. And on November 13th, when we laid Joseph to rest, I was the one that delivered the eulogy for our family in honor of Joseph. And I remember saying in the eulogy something to the effect that, you know, I helped Joseph out with his valedictorian speech many years ago, but he was helping me write this eulogy.
That's nice. What do you miss about him most?
His laugh. Just being around, being a brother. Just being a brother.
To be there for us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things have changed since then.
It's a big part of your family that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very lucky we have Carol and the children.
Mm-hmm.
Missing my brother every day. Even though we're 360 miles away, just knowing that he was with us, just knowing that he was here with us, here among us, with the family and his family, and he's a good man and a good family man. These are the reasons why I miss him. I don't know how much more to say, but I know that his family meant so much to him, and he was a good example of a good Christian man, and I know that he had the respect of his men in the firehouse, and he certainly had my respect. In the year 2000, Christine and I, we were here, and Joseph was gutting his living room, and he needed a fan to take out all the dust, because when Joseph gutted a room, he gutted it down to the very bare
skeleton.
I mean, nothing was left. Nothing was standing. So
did he use his fireman tools to do that?
Yes, he did. I'm sure he did. But he also borrowed a fan that would take the smoke out of a fire from a fire.
So he got it from the firehouse.
Smart. So now he had to return it. He was going down to Florida. So he wanted to return the fan to the firehouse. So we had the fan in the back seat, and Christine was sitting in the back with the fan. I sat up front with Joseph, and we drove down to South Street, Joseph's firehouse, ladder 15. Steve stayed back at Carol and Joe's, and he kept the home fires burning there. Well, we had the greatest tour of the firehouse. Joseph took us to every nook and cranny in the firehouse, and it was just the three of us at one point because the fire truck had been out, so we didn't see his ladder at first. But while we were there, the men returned. But in the meantime, he showed us his office. He showed us where he would lay down and take a sleep when he would work a night. We saw the kitchen. We saw the train room. Joseph was big and loved trains. They had a train room in this building. This firehouse was his dream. It had a place where they could play basketball. They had a little area where they could work out, because Joseph believed in keeping your body conditioned, because you never knew when you were going to be called for the big one. As we well know, on 9/11, there were no warnings. They were called for the big one. And if you weren't prepared, forget it. Because on that day, they had made it up to the 41st floor. And then they took an elevator to the 41st floor. And then from the 41st floor to the 78th floor where he died, they hoofed it. So there was quite a bit of... you had to have a stamina, and you had to be in condition for something like that.
Not to mention all the pack weight they had on them.
50 or 70, 80 pounds of equipment. But when we went through the firehouse, Christine and I went through the firehouse, I was so proud of them. I couldn't get over it. I mean, I know that he had such an awesome responsibility. And again, that serious side to him was a good thing for anybody that was under him. They would be safe with Joseph. I was very proud of him that day. And I saw for myself firsthand where he worked and where he played, because he was happy at the firehouse.
Patty, you were mentioning about some things Joe did as a youngster to you girls.
To antagonize us. He used to be small and skinny, but when to really get us, get our goat, he used to lift up his shirt and suck his stomach in, and we used to be able to see his rib cage. And then, of course, playing school. When we played make-believe school in our bedroom, he would play as a student, but he had to be a fireman. And, of course, we didn't make up names. We only had one person that we saw on TV, Mrs. Gurney. And of course, all of us could be Mrs. Gurney, but Joseph said, no, I'm not going to be Mrs. Gurney. So we didn't even give him a name. We just let him sit and play school with us.
Fireman Joe.
Yeah.
Fireman Joe.
Well, I really enjoyed talking with you both and learning more about Joe and your experiences with him. So thank you for sharing it all with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Though all those many years in that one bedroom, we all learned from each other. And he had to hold his own against three older sisters, and he did just fine. He taught me, bottom line, is how to enjoy life. Not to take it too seriously, but if you were to make a commitment to see it through and to enjoy yourself, while you're accomplishing what you set out to. And he did that. He did juggle that.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Nora. And we learned some other facets of Joseph. And I want to thank you for telling them to us. Thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's very therapeutic to do this. It really is. And Joseph was a multifaceted individual. And that in itself is, you know...
We got to see some more of those facets.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks to you all.
Thank you so much.